Let's go to chapter 17. We'll talk about gallbladder and biliary tract pathology. Start off with talking about gallstones, also known as cholelithiasis. Two major types of gallstones you need to know about for the exam. The first is the most common type. It's called cholesterol stones. The stones are formed by cholesterol. And it usually is caused by a precipitation of a cholesterol from a supersaturated bile. You should know the risk factors. Much more common in females, especially obese females. It's associated with oral contraceptives and hormone replacement therapy. It's also associated with an increase in age, and there's also a genetic predisposition. In fact, if they give you a patient who comes from an Indian reservation, like a Pima Indian or one of the Navajo Indians, they've got the highest rate of gallstones in the world. The other type of gallstones you should know about are called the pigmented gallstones, or bilirubinate gallstones. Grossly, they tend to look black in color. And usually they're formed by unconjugated bilirubin. The big risk factor is any patient who has a chronic hemolytic disease, like patients with sickle cell anemia, thalassemia. All those patients are going to develop bilirubinate stones over time. Let's talk about the clinical features of gallstones. Most of the time, they're completely asymptomatic. However, when they start getting impacted in the duct, they tend to present with biliary colic, which is pain in the right upper quadrant. How do you make the diagnosis of gallstones? Well, you use ultrasound and actually look for the gallstones within the gallbladder. Some of the complications, we'll talk about cholecystitis. The gallstone can actually get stuck in the biliary tract. You can develop biliary tract obstruction and pancreatitis. Let's talk about some inflammatory conditions now. We'll talk about acute cholecystitis. By definition, this is acute inflammation of the gallbladder. It tends to be pretty painful. You develop what's called biliary colic. You develop right upper quadrant tenderness and pain. These patients also tend to be very nauseous. They can vomit very frequently. Let's look at some of the complications. When the gallbladder becomes inflamed, it can become gangrenous. It can perforate. You can develop peritonitis. That's a very serious condition. And finally, you can develop a fistula between the gallbladder and the ileum. And a large gallstone can leave the gallbladder, get into the small bowel, and actually obstruct, usually at the ileocecal valve. We call that gallstone ileus. Pretty uncommon, but it can occur. Let's talk about ascending cholangitis now. By definition, this is usually an ascending infection coming up the biliary tract. It usually presents with biliary colic. These patients often get jaundiced. They tend to have a high fever. They come into your office with shaking chills. They're extremely sick. What organism is common? It's usually enteric bacteria from the GI tract, like E. coli. Okay, let's move on to some miscellaneous conditions. A pathologist's favorite is called cholesterolosis. All this means is that the gallbladder has yellow specks of cholesterol in the mucosal surface. There is no clinical significance whatsoever. Okay? On the boards they've asked in the past, what's the significance? You will say there is none. Okay, let's move on to biliary tract cancer. Cancer of the gallbladder is incredibly uncommon, but when it does occur, it's usually lethal. Let's look at the clinical presentation. It's frequently asymptomatic until it's very late in the course. It can present with cholecystitis if it blocks the outflow of the gallbladder. It can also present with a large palpable gallbladder. And finally, if it obstructs the biliary tract, you can develop biliary tract obstruction and all the signs and symptoms that go along with that. On X-ray, you may see calcification of the gallbladder. We call that a porcelain gallbladder. In fact, whenever you see a large descended gallbladder, which is calcified, always think of cancer first. It's a general rule. Under the microscope, gallbladder cancers, well, they're ductal cancers. They're rising from the duct, so they tend to be adenocarcinomas. You'll see lots of gland formation. Finally, very poor prognosis. 5-year survival rate is about 1%. Let's move on to bile duct cancer. When it occurs within the bile ducts within the liver, we give it a special name. We call it cholangiocarcinoma. We also give it a special name if it occurs at the bifurcation of the major right and left hepatic bile ducts. We call that a Cladskin tumor, just occurring at the bifurcation. Some of the risk factors that they've asked about in the past is if the person comes from Asia, I want you to think of the liver fluke. It's called Chlorococcus sinensis. Another big risk factor is patients who have primary sclerosing cholangitis. Prognosis is incredibly poor in these patients. That concludes this chapter.